There's a word from the Lord found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to read verses 1 and 2, then we're going to drop down to 15 through 17, and then we're going to drop down to 20 through 24. 2 Chronicles, that's right after 1 Chronicles, amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. When you have it, and ask that you rest on your feet in reverence to the reading of God's holy word. Amen. Certainly we also salute the veterans here on today. Amen. To God be the glory for you. Awesome Women's Day services. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm going to read verses 1 through 2. When you have it, please say amen. And it reads thus. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. I want you to drop down to verses 15 through 17. 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. I want to read again for your hearing the 22nd verse. And it says, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I want you to focus with me on this thought today. Your problem is about to get ambushed. Your problem is about to get ambushed. Amen. Choir, I want you to look out at the congregation and let them know your problem is about to get ambushed. Congregation, I want you to look at the person on the right and tell them your problem is about to get ambushed. Or look at the person on the other side, tell them your problem is about to get ambushed. Congregation, look up here at us and say, your problem is about to get ambushed. Put your blessed hands together right there and give God praise. Hallelujah. I can say without uncertainty that many of us here have lived through the civil rights movement or have closely studied its leaders, realizing that we would not have the opportunity to be educated or liberated had it not been for the men and women who fought the fight, speaking truth to power against insurmountable odds, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? When I think about the battles and the challenges that these men and women had to face, it was clear that this was a time when fighting was in order. For the Word of God says, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Fighting against injustice was their mission and their purpose, but there were times when their lives felt threatened and they were overwhelmed. They knew that their lives were in danger. They were receiving threatening phone calls day and night. Their homes were being torched and their families were no longer safe. Their enemies seemed to be multiplying daily. Their allies suddenly became their enemies. Their friends suddenly became their foes. Those whom they trusted suddenly became backstabbers. Those whom they loved suddenly became haters. I can imagine they became weary even in well doing. They became tired and frustrated and even afraid because their attack came from all directions. Conversations were like battlegrounds and meetings were like ambushes, and giving up became a consideration because the mission seemed impossible. Look at somebody and say, it just seems impossible. But I'm reminded of a story that Dr. Martin Luther King shared about what happened when he felt like giving up. He said, I was ready to give up. With my cup of coffee sitting untouched before me, I tried to think of a way to move out of the picture without appearing a coward. In this state of exhaustion, when my courage had all but gone, I decided to take my problem to God. With my head in my hands, I bowed over the kitchen table and prayed aloud. He said, the words I spoke to God that midnight are still vivid in my memory. He says, I'm here, taking a stand for what I believe is right. But now I'm afraid the people are looking to me for leadership, and if I stand before them without strength and courage, they too will falter. I am at the end of my powers. I have nothing left. I've come to a point where I can't face it alone. And then he says, at that moment, I experienced the presence of the divine as I had never experienced God before. It seemed as though I could hear the quiet assurance of an inner voice saying, stand up for justice, stand up for truth, and God will be at your side forever. Almost at once, he says, my fears began to go, my uncertainty disappeared, and I was ready to face anything. Well, I stopped by to tell somebody today that when God has a call on your life, you can expect to be attacked. Not only can you expect to be attacked, but you can expect to be attacked by the unexpected. Can I get a witness in the building? I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but you're going to have some unexpected enemies, and I don't care how saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost you are, it's not easy dealing with unexpected enemies. It's not easy dealing with folks that you've been trying to help, but they're trying to hurt you. It's not easy dealing with plots and schemes. It's not easy dealing with backstabbers. It's not easy dealing with cutthroats. It's not easy dealing with liars. It's not easy dealing with haters. It's not easy dealing with peace breakers. It's not easy being talked about. It's not easy being misunderstood. It's not easy having your character assassinated. It's not easy dealing with joy thieves and peace bandits. It's not easy dealing with schizophrenic saints who love you today and hate you tomorrow. It's not easy to stay the course when the enemy has orchestrated what feels like a spiritual disaster. But I stop by to encourage somebody's heart today. I stop by to encourage somebody who feels like giving up. When you call on God, he will show up. Can I get a witness in the building? I'm a witness that God is a present help in the time of trouble. He will show up. And when God shows up, a miracle is about to take place. When God shows up, victory is certain, triumph is guaranteed, and defeat is not an option. Look at somebody and say, defeat is not an option. The enemy may be planning to ambush you, but when God shows up, the battle is getting ready to turn in your favor. Look at somebody and say, it's getting ready to turn in your favor. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God specializes in ambushing problems. Give somebody a high five and tell them your problem is about to get ambushed. Hallelujah. I feel that. Anybody feel that? Yeah. Let's look at the text. Jehoshaphat was a king and a man of God. Now, if you know anything about biblical kings, not all of them walk with the Lord. Amen. Not all of them followed the ways of the Lord, but Jehoshaphat really loved the Lord. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat received word that the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some others with them were planning an attack on Judah. Now, according to the text, it was going to be at least three against one. There was no warning. There was no threat. So when Jehoshaphat heard about what was going on, they had already gathered in a multitude, and they were making their way toward Judah. Isn't that interesting that sometimes by the time you find out what's going on, the Ammonites, we're going to call them Ammonites today, so we're going to call them Ammonites, amen. The Ammonites have gathered and were making their way toward you. They were planning to catch him by surprise. Now, I need to pull the car over and put a quarter in the meter right here. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, the devil don't fight fair. Don't fight fair. Do they have a hood in Hackensack, dude? Yes. Y'all got a hood in Hackensack? Anybody in here grow up in the hood other than me? Amen. Okay. In the hood, amen, there was always a fight after school. Amen. Somebody, 3 o'clock? It's on at 3 o'clock. There's going to be a fight. Gonna be a fight. Now, there were rules to the fight, right? No weapons. You couldn't fight anybody who was a lot smaller than you. You couldn't fight anybody who was a lot younger than you. You couldn't double team or gang up on anybody. There were rules to the fighting, but there was always some Ammonite who would not fight fair, amen? Just wouldn't fight fair. You know, they're just not going to do right, amen? So that's how the devil is. The devil does not fight fair. That's why when you find yourself with one problem, you got 2, 3, or 4. First, the car broke down. Then after it broke down, somebody had nerve to steal it, amen? Then they set it on fire. Then you couldn't get to work. Yeah, come on, somebody. The boss wouldn't pay you because you took the day off. Now you can't pay your cable bill because you have a lot of money. The devil don't fight fair. That's why your enemies have a tendency to gather cohorts when they're coming for you. Troublemakers are highly skilled in gathering and recruiting troublemakers. As a matter of fact, they specialize in signifying. Y'all don't know nothing about that word. Amen. They specialize in signifying, instigating, agitating, and inciting other folks to join them in the attack on you. And before you know it, just like Jehoshaphat, not only are you under attack, but you're outnumbered. And you know that unless God shows up, you're going to be in deep trouble. Amen? But I'm so glad he promised never to leave me, never to forsake me. That's why the psalmist says, I will lift mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Look at your neighbor and tell him your problem is about to get ambushed. Let's keep looking at the text. Jehoshaphat knew that he was outnumbered. He knew that he would be defeated. He knew that the odds were against him, but he knew a God that had never lost a battle. And the Bible says that he bowed his head and he began to call on the Lord. Now listen, when you know that you are in trouble and the Ammonites are coming for you, this is not a time to be cute. This is not a time to be cute. This is not a time to walk around, you know, like, I got this, you know. I got it. No, this is not a time to be cute. This is a time to bow your head and call on God, because you know that unless God shows up, it's going to be a major mess. I don't know about you, but when I find myself in trouble, I've got to call on the Lord. I found out that God is still a way maker. He's still a heart fixer. He's still a mind regulator. When you call on God, he will show up. Somebody call him Jehovah Jireh, because he will provide. Somebody call him Jehovah Shalom. He is my peace. Somebody call him Jehovah Nisi. He is my banner. Somebody call him Jehovah Emkadesh. Sanctify me holy. Somebody call him Jehovah Rohi, because he is my shepherd. Somebody call him Jehovah Sitkanu, because he is my righteousness. Somebody call him Jehovah Rophi, because he is my healer. Somebody call him El Roy, because he sees my situation. Somebody call him Emmanuel, because God is with us. Give your neighbor a high five. Tell him your problem. Hallelujah. Oh, it's about to get ambushed. Hallelujah. Let's keep looking at the text. Jehoshaphat prayed and received a word from the Lord through the prophet Jehaziel that you don't have to fight in this battle, because this battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. I need to say that again. You don't need to fight in this battle, because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So I stopped by to tell somebody today, listen, you don't have to answer every text message. You don't have to respond to every Facebook message. Amen. Whether it's on your timeline or whether or not it's an inbox, you do not have to respond. You don't have to fight with Ammonites. Come on, somebody. Because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I stopped by to tell somebody today that you need to just stand still and watch God work. Stand still and watch God work a miracle. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, Jehoshaphat called the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, international convention in the land of Judah. He called for the people to fast. He called for the people to pray. And I'm a witness that prayer changes things. The Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. If we can believe it, God can do it. So the Bible tells us that after they had prayed and after they had fasted, Jehoshaphat appointed singers to sing unto the Lord. He appointed singers to sing unto the Lord. He told them what to sing. He told them when to sing. He told them where to sing. Their assignment was to sing, "Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Their assignment was to go before the army singing and praising God. Now, there is no record that they gave Jehoshaphat an attitude. They did not tell Jehoshaphat, "We didn't rehearse that one." They did not tell Jehoshaphat, "We sang that one last Sunday." They did not ask Jehoshaphat, "Why can't I sing my song?" Hallelujah. Woo! Look at your neighbor crying and say, "Woo!" They followed the instruction. And the Bible says, listen, I'm going to talk to the choir for a minute. Y'all can listen in. You have an awesome assignment to sing before the Lord. When you hear from the man of God or the woman of God, they may come, listen, the pastor may come in on Sunday morning and you have rehearsed in your rehearsal, you have planned out everything that you want to sing. And the pastor may come in and say, "I just want to hear, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." That's all you want to hear. You got to be prepared to sing that old hymn. Because somebody is in a war. Oh, come on, somebody. And they need to hear that old hymn that somebody may be tired of hearing. But the Lord has spoken to the man of God or the woman of God. You got to be obedient because God is using you to break chains. Oh, somebody shout glory in here. So listen, they followed the instruction. And the Bible says when they began to sing and praise the Lord set the ambush against the enemy, and the enemy was destroyed. Get ready to get out of here when I tell you about this ambush. Our veterans are going to be able to appreciate this. It says, well, what is an ambush? An ambush is a long established military tactic in which the aggressor, the ambushing force, uses concealment to attack a passing enemy. Ambushers strike from concealed positions, such as among dense underbrush or behind hilltops. Ambushes have been used consistently throughout history, from ancient to modern warfare. An ambush predator is an animal which uses similar tactics to capture prey without the difficulty and wasted energy of a chase. Ambushers also afford a degree of security for ambushers, making the concealed attack more desirable than an outright fight. Listen, the enemy does not want to come at you head on. Because if the enemy would show himself or herself, yeah, you might just start calling on the name of Jesus. And we know that even demons have to tremble and obey at the name of Jesus. So they're going to conceal what they're doing. And the next time you know, the Ammonites are all around you. But I don't care when the Ammonites show up. When you call on God, heaven is going to get busy. Can I get a witness in here? God is just waiting to hear from you. God is just waiting to hear you say, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from from me? Oh, whither shall I go? It's me, Lord. It's me standing in the need of prayer. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. And then sometimes you don't even know what to say. You just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I stop by to remind you today that God will send angels to do his bidding. And right now, the angels are in position. They're ready to be dispatched to set an ambush for everything that has you bound. They're ready for their next assignment. They're just waiting for the command from God. He's got angels getting ready to be released just for you. You need to know something else, that God is getting ready to release the angels to do something for you that only God can do. But the angel that's getting ready to be released for you does not have a problem dealing with the devil. No, no, no. The angel that's getting ready to be released for you does not have a problem dealing with the devil. Why? Because this angel has already dealt with the devil. This angel was in heaven, when the devil got put, this angel was in heaven when the devil got put out, when a third of the angels got put out. So this angel has already said, your angel has already said no to the devil. Or somebody ought to shout glory in here. Yeah. These angels know how to say no to the devil. So everything that comes against you shall be destroyed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Can I get a witness? Give your neighbor a high five and tell them your problem is about to get ambushed. Lies. Ambushed, persecution, ambushed, confusion, ambushed, sickness, ambushed, disease, ambushed, distress, ambushed, hopelessness, ambushed, depression, ambushed, heartache, ambushed, backbiters, ambushed, peace breakers, ambushed. Give somebody a high five and tell them your problem. Oh, your problem is about to get ambushed. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that God set an ambush one dark Friday on a hill called Golgotha. The enemy was caught by surprise. The enemy didn't see it coming. He was despised and rejected, but they didn't see the ambush. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. But they did not see the ambush. Judas betrayed him and Peter denied him, but they did not see the ambush. They marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They whipped him all night long, but they did not see the ambush. They put nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet. They pierced him in his side, but they did not see the ambush. He died. He died. He died till the sun refused to shine, but they did not. But they did not, come on, go with me. They did not see the ambush, because early, 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 that third day morning, he got up, he got up, he got up with power, saving power, delivering power in his hand.
got up, the last enemy got ambushed. Death, where is thy sting? Ambushed hell, grave, where is thy victory? Ambushed sin, where is thy penalty? Ambushed, hallelujah. Touch two or three people. Tell them I'm praising God. Come on, come on, come on. I'm praising God because your problem just got ambushed. I'm praising God because your sickness just got ambushed. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus telling me to still fight on. He promised. Never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Risen, he justified. Free me forever. One day, one glad morning when this life is over. One day, he's coming back. Oh, glorious day. Put your hands together and give God praise.